So, Chris, I wanted to begin by asking, what made you choose West Charlotte for the location of the new Goodwill Opportunity Campus?
Absolutely. The west side of Charlotte is an underserved community in many different ways. And so we selected that site primarily to help with serving that community.
And how exactly has the campus helped serve that community?
So, our main focus is to help individuals with barriers to employment gain the skills and other supports that they need to be successful. So maybe they're challenged with transportation. Maybe they have skills that they need help to develop, and so they can enroll in one of our classes. We also work with them to find employment, to apply for positions, help prepare them for those interviews. And then, very importantly, now we're staying connected with individuals over longer periods of time so that we can help them retain those jobs and hopefully advance in those career in their careers.
And not only do you help people find jobs, but you also employ 270 people on the campus. 250 of those jobs are with Goodwill. So, can you talk about the impact this has had on the community?
A number of those jobs were new, about close to 60, 59 actually. And then over the last year, over $9 million in wages.
All being put into the West Charlotte area. That is exciting.
All West Charlotte. And on all of those positions, particularly the new positions, were hired locally.
Now, I wanted to go back here for a second. You talked about overcoming challenges of employment, for example, transportation, childcare, and just being prepared to be interviewed. But I know that there are a lot of other services offered at the campus to help people find employment and just live all around healthier lives. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about those services, those other services offered at the campus.
We have several partners that are there full time. One is the Charlotte Community Health Clinic, which is focused on primary health care and also dental. They serve almost 800 patients, which equal a little over 1,600 medical visits. We also have the Charlotte Metro Credit Union. The Commonwealth Charlotte, which focuses on financial literacy, served around 200. And the Center for Community Transitions, who helps with individuals with criminal backgrounds, also served about 200.
So I was reading the website for the Opportunity Campus, and I got the feeling that you're pitching it as this community center, as this free, open community space. There was a part where companies are encouraged to rent out meeting spaces on the second floor, and everyone is just kind of encouraged to take advantage of the services that are offered there. So I'm wondering how you see this impacting the West Charlotte community. How do you see this idea of a community space directly impacting West Charlotte?
We have a what's called a community table bistro, and actually over the last year, that bistro has served over 49,000 diners. So one thing that is helping us do is share and educate with many different stakeholders what are some of the challenges for the individuals that we're serving. And I think that's extremely important as it relates to, making a change in our community.
Thanks so much, Chris. I so appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure. My pleasure.